My name is Larry Kundert. I am 72 years old. Today's date is October 25th, 2022. I am currently at the Lake Geneva Public Library, and I am with my partner, who is my wife of 46 plus years.
And I am his wife, Pamela, 69 years old, same date. We are in the KC room of the Lake Geneva Public Library, and yes, I am still his wife. So, Larry, you have a story to tell.
Yes, I do, Pamela. My story revolves around my life as a farmer and then how it spun at a very young age into sports, and that has continued to evolve as the years have gone by. My story, as I see it, starts from the time I was in Eastview Elementary School. I grew up on a farm, and on the farm I grew up on, you do not participate in sports. If you do, it certainly doesn't get in the way of your farming duties. My dad was very hardcore about that. You are a farmer, or you are a sports player, were his words at a young age. I was the one of five siblings who loved sports, to the point where after the first 3 years of my life at school was in a country school, and then we went to, that got shut down, and we went to Eastview Elementary School in town, the Lake Geneva Town School. And it was at this point, now I moved on to fifth grade. And I remember very clearly sitting in my fifth grade class and coming over the intercom at the end of each day would be the principal giving announcements. This particular day, the announcement was made that there will be basketball tryouts coming up in a few days. And I was ecstatic. Basketball tryouts. Man, I love sports, and this is my opportunity. I don't know how this is going to fly at home, but we're going to take a shot at it. So I get home later that day, and I present to my mom and dad the possibility that I can try out for the basketball team. They looked at each other and said, "We'll get back to you on that." Later, they said that I get to go out for one sport, and that's how they worded it. And I thought, fine, it's basketball season. That's what I want to do, basketball. Well, at this point, I'm going to mention the fact that as an athlete's go, I was middle range at best. And at basketball, I was well below middle range. But I tried as hard as anybody could possibly try, and I enjoyed the experience. We ended up playing no competitive games that year, but I gave it my best shot. I had a good time. So we move on into the year, and now it's early May. And Mr. Herbison comes on to the intercom at the end of the day and announces it is now going to be tryouts for the softball team. Oh, I love softball, even more than basketball. This is going to be great. I'm going to try out for the softball team. I go home and I announce to my parents that I want to try out for the softball team. They looked at each other and said, "You, young man, already had your one chance. You will be not trying out for the softball team." Oh, I was heartbroken. Tears streamed down my eyes. And as they left the room, I stood there and I remember vividly looking out through the large picture window and saying that this opportunity is going to be missed, but there will be next year. And I want to be the star of the team. So now how am I going to make that happen? I determined right then and there that if I'm going to be the star of the team, I have to be the pitcher. How good of a pitcher was I? Probably no better than anyone else. but I could work at it. So I had a birthday coming up later that year. And when my birthday arrived, I announced to my mom and dad, I would like one of these nettings wrapped in a frame that basically is a pitchback device with a strike zone net or threaded into the middle of this netting. I got my birthday present, and I literally wore ruts throughout my front yard as I practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced. Any day that it wasn't pouring rain or a hurricane wind, I was out there after doing my chores, practicing to be the star pitcher. Well, winter arrived, snow covers the lawn. The pitchback machine, such as it was, got put away until, I'm guessing, early March of the next year. Now I'm in sixth grade. Basketball season had come and gone. I stayed away from basketball this year. And now I'm thinking, softball season is around the corner. Maybe I better get the pitchback device out and start getting ready for the softball season. Well, I went to get it out, and it was in shreds, basically because I wore the thing out last fall. So I took my own money. I walked down to the local Procter & Gamble, or maybe Gamble Hardware Store. It was down the street, I remember, and they had these things. I brought it home, $10, my own money, and middle of March, I started practicing. Any day that it wasn't raining, it wasn't blowing wind, I was out there practicing. This went on until somewhere around the first week of May. Once again, sixth grade, and the announcement was made. Softball practice will be coming up. I was so excited. I hurry home. I announce to my parents, softball practice is coming. And they said, okay, you can go out for softball. Oh, man, was I excited. First day that we had a practice, I go out. I remember it very clearly. I'm out there with the rest of my classmates. We're out there throwing the ball. We're catching the ball. We're taking batting practice. We're catching fly balls. We're doing all that stuff. This went on for several practices. And then our coach, Mr. Herbison, who is also the sixth grade teacher, principal, announced what the lineup was going to look like as far as positioning. He goes around the infield, announces the catcher, didn't say anything about the pitcher, and then goes around left field, center field, and then when he gets to right field, he says, Larry, I would like you to play right field. Well, anybody that knows anything about baseball knows that right field is the position you go to stand and just do nothing. So, being a good boy, for the rest of all the practices, I took my position in right field and basically watched as the rest of the practices took place and never saw a ball come my way. Very disappointed, but that's the way it goes. Practice after practice. Meanwhile, I'm watching my classmates take turns, one after another, pitch the ball to our catcher. Our catcher is now feeling ground balls rolling up to the plate. He is diving to his left. I'm watching him dive to his right, reach high in the air, and this is going practice after practice as every classmate of mine basically takes a turn. It was not going well for a pitcher, but, you know, that was beyond my scope. The day of the game arrived. Beautiful day. I was a little bit excited, but not as excited as you might think because I was going to be in right field. But it was still going to be a softball game. So it's all good. I kind of got a feel for Mr. Herbison's urgency when I was one of a number of classmates that stayed for lunch hour as opposed to walking home at this school right in town. Mr. Herbison came to our table as we were starting to eat our lunch on this day of the game and asked if each one of us would come out to the baseball diamond right after lunch. He wanted to have a short practice. Sounded good. I could always use more practice. So I had a quick lunch. Myself and the classmates, we headed out to the diamond. I took my station in right field. My best friend, Stephen, who lived right up the road on the farm, was asked to take a turn at pitching. Did not go well. My cousin Jim, who lived the next road over on a farm, was asked to take a turn. It must not have gone well. I don't remember exactly how Jim went, but I remember very clearly standing out in right field, and all of a sudden, Mr. Herbison is waving me in. I was excited. This might be my chance because I was now sensing the situation. I come in, he gives me the ball, and I doubt if I threw over three or four pitches before the bell rang. But I remember clearly Mr. Herbison taking the ball from me and saying, "Larry, you're our pitcher." That afternoon was one of the longest afternoons I ever remember in my life, as the minutes slowly ticked along. Finally, the bell rang. We were on the diamond. We had our little warm-up. The game began. We were playing Central Elementary School next door. We won the game 10-8. Cannot give you any details other than I remember I had it wrote in my diary and I've checked back. The final score was we won 10-8. Great. The next week, we played Como Community School. I don't remember the exact score, but I remember the game was called after a handful of innings because we were ahead like 41-7. Why had we scored so many runs? They had nobody that could pitch. I remember pitcher after pitcher after pitcher for Como taking a turn on the mound, and we just stood there, ball one, ball two, ball three, ball four, next batter, ball six. This continued, and then every once in a while somebody would hit something and it'd be a home run. Like, so it was not going well. And I remember one inning in particular that the coach must have said something to the players, because each batter that inning come up to the plate and they did not swing on the first two pitches. And I quickly gathered what they were doing. So I just strike one. Strike two, well, I guess I better swing. Strike one, strike two, I guess I better swing. And that was the end of that. I could pitch. It was a wonderful experience. And after it was over, I retired as a pitcher. I never had a chance again to go out for a sport. Disappointed, but I retired 2-0 as a pitcher. And I learned a lot of valuable lessons from that. One thing I learned is when my dad said, "This is the way it's going to be," that's the way it's going to be. The second thing I learned, perseverance and hard work will have its just rewards. And throughout my life as a farmer, and then in a later life as volleyball, I've come to play a lot of volleyball after I got done farming. My dad would question me when I sold the cows, and I was in my mid-40s, and he says, "Larry, why are you wasting your time with sports?" I said, "Pa, don't worry about it." That's all I would say, "Pa, don't worry about it." And I continued to play volleyball, probably started in my early 50s, and I remember vividly several months ago, one of the best players, much younger, half my age, come up to me after we played one day and said, "Larry, you are so good. How did you get to be so good? And you must have been a phenomenal athlete in high school." I just laughed. I says, no, I was very average. And in fact, I didn't start playing volleyball until some 20 years ago. And now I'm in my early 70s. He just shook his head. He couldn't believe it. And I thought back to my story about softball and how perseverance and hard work can pay off. And that's what I did at volleyball. I worked hard, and eventually the reward was becoming a good volleyball player. And that's kind of the way things have fallen for me. And now my life is basically playing volleyball, which I love to do. I played today at Waukegan Community Center, Waukegan, Illinois. Had a great day. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I play in two different places. I love it. I've gotten very good at it. And I wouldn't change a thing with my life. So.
Very good. So with your determination and your perseverance is the way that you approached your dairy farm, and then when you retired to make sure that you had yourself going forward, moving forward, and exploring new avenues, getting into your sports. So what are some of the other activities that you do besides playing volleyball?
Well, obviously, like I said, I'm on three different boards with the Lake Geneva Public Library, and I'm almost in here every day, especially when I have my book carts. I load up the book carts with donated books, and I do that any day. Now, not today is a rainy day, but any sunny day, and of course, that's coming to an end when snow starts flying. But from about April through mid-November, that would be about 7 months, I put my carts out, and we've raised a considerable sum of money, 4 to 5 times what we used to get on our annual book sale. Now we just put carts out, and I enjoy doing it. It's not a burden at all. It's put them out in the morning, take them in the fall, and count the money, or take them in the evening and count the money. Works very nicely. And the other thing I do, I'm very involved in my church. I'm the head of the trustees over there, and I enjoy doing that. I stop in there often to check how things are going. Something needs to be taken care of, I take care of it. I have others that are also trustees, and we get the job done. So other than that, you know, the farming life has kind of come to an end. We moved into town 4 years ago when you were able to convince me that you can live in town and walk to all these places, the library, my church. I can walk to City Hall. I can walk to where I do my banking. And quite frankly, I'm not needed on the farm anymore. My tenant does a great job. And I enjoy my life. It worked out well. And my volleyball, I have enjoyed a lot of tournaments all over the country. It's been a great experience. It really has worked out well. I have a blessed life. So that's kind of the way it's all fallen for me. Thank you for asking.
Yay.
Yes. So that's kind of it.